Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
We are back!
Exactly, revolution. You know we need to have one singing revolution, peaceful, without one shot.
You should never say peaceful.
And that
yes,
is
very peaceful.
And that is a
it
good documentary.
Sound like peaceful when he says it.
By the way, that's very good film, documentary film.
Yep. Uh-huh. The Singing Revolution.
Yes. Singing now, Revolution.
The Estonians, right?
Right.
We are back, and we did just get off with Donnie Kennedy. Melody, you had more?
I just wanted to add to the fact that, you know, there's some things that I've just kind of noticed that, there, you have your privatized training and your privatized efforts in going at local, I don't know, getting people to follow the same, I can't think of the word I want right now, but
no man should go before.
Okay, it's like you've got an international person going around the world teaching the police chiefs. You've got your same schools for business. You've got your same schools for that. So when you get down to the local level, you're still dealing with the guys that have corrupted the centralized level on a national level. And we need to look at that and realize that these guys that are going out there and leveling the playing field for themselves is not leveling it for us. Does that make sense? Right.
So that's one reason why I'm an advocate for state banks. Oh, Harold's back on, Juan. But the reason for a state bank is what a state bank does, it separates the power of the money from the legislature and that end. It puts it in the hands of people who are trained by the state to do the state's bidding for the people. North Dakota is the only example we currently have. And we've been working very hard with North Dakota to get people to other states to understand how it works, why it has to be so tightly put together, and it has to be exact. Now, this is one of those things that must be an exacting science.
And I think, Melody, the other part of the solution, and as an example of what you're talking about, is Agenda 21. That's getting filtered down to a very grassroots level, and we very much have to educate our neighbors, our friends, our local elected officials, or servants, I should put it, to the fact that there is an international agenda here. It's not in the best interest of these communities. And show them examples of counties, cities that are opting out of Agenda 21 programs. You know, that's a perfect way we can demonstrate what we can do about it is there are people that are educating their local servants and saying, hey, let's get the heck out of these systems.
Right, but when you my understanding, if I have this right, okay, so you have your banking charters that set up, you still be in a uniform level. Say like it's like with insurance companies. They will be in all the states, and they'll run under state rules, but they all work in a form of uniformity. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's being able to separate out and not have that still have a second gatekeeping situation for those on a national level. So,
that's right. That's why you have to... When you reform states, states must have a specific charter and have nothing to do. We need to train the people specifically, and that's why we've been working with North Dakota that's been very successful at not being part of that machine.
I think the state-run bank, and what it does, it helps the ebb and flow because the Federal Reserve will inflate the system and then pull the credit away and then collapse the bubble. And that's what they did in the 20s, and that's what they're doing to us now. And that's what North Dakota has done well, is they buffer that ebb and flow by having their internal banking system that helps regulate that.
Well, I just hope we just keep that in mind, that they can control either or.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Matter.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
If I go a million miles away, I'd fly a letter each and every day. Honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you.
Oh, we're back.
Now, who is that?
What I noticed?
Is that Marvin Gaye? Who is that? Sam Cooke.
Oh,
all right. By the way, I don't think we announced it, but our guest Donnie had to leave us. He had a church engagement he had to attend to, so we thank him for being on the show. And once again, his website was kennedytwins.com. And please check out his books, Aaron. You can order them on Amazon or your local bookstore. Back to you, Lou.
Well, we were talking about Melody, and here's where Melody is absolutely correct. We are working on state bank issues with every state. And we're just talking about Louisiana, California, Washington, Oregon, one of the big ones, Vermont, Maine, New York, all these states that are talking about state banks right now. The federal government the people coming in to help with Irene. There are people saying, if you have a state bank, you know what's going to happen, though. We're not going to be able to help you with a state bank. So there's a problem, okay? So they infiltrate and they do other things to take control. The good thing about a state bank is the state bank is chartered. It has to be very specific. The parameters are exact. They can't go above and below it and whatever. And they are not allowed to take risks with the people's money. So The biggest portion is taking out that interest-bearing debt. And most people do not understand that every single department in government, they don't have the money all at one time. It comes in trickle down. But the government has to give, or the state has to give the money out all at one time. And because they have to give it out all at one time, they have to take a loan just to do their business. Then they take hand an IOU to every department who take a loan. And then that trickles down to the next department who takes a loan. And so everybody's on a great big payday loan. What happens is it's like a credit card. Nobody's paying anything but the interest. Last year, Missouri had $1.9 billion of interest. Okay? That's why they're broke. People are broke. It isn't the money that they had to pay out to do the job. It's the money that they paid in interest to the big bankers, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Farmer Mac, Farm Credit, and many other institutions that are part of that system.
And what we see in North Dakota is just the opposite. We see the state bank actually financing, funding and doing that ebb and flow thing that I was mentioning earlier for construction or what have you. They help that whole process along to buffer the gap between the centralized power of the Federal Reserve, and that's the main thing.
And they have been very good at helping us to construct the same very tight, independent bank away from government itself.
Can I mention that that we've got several things that we have to be paying attention to at once, and you may or may not have had Clint Richardson or Walter Burian on speaking of some of these pools of money that's being put out on a national level or international level for somebody else's use instead of on a local level. And these would help alleviate not only the debt but actually bring funds into the community locally if we stop letting some other Wall Street or entity utilize those funds. So we've got a number of things to keep to pay attention to, because they're always going to keep a Hegelian dialectic going on and keep us in chaos to try and sneak these things in through that infiltration on same training schools, same charters, who's setting these charters up, who's designing them. It's just kind of like these think tanks that come in and set the laws.
Oh yeah, yes.
Then you're exactly right, Melody. Everybody's going to these investment firms, and they're financing China Mart and Microsoft and Merck and everybody else when they should be financing the local state projects. So you're right, all these pension plans.
They won't do those. You have to find certain places to do it. But they don't want a solution to the problem. But you're right.
You're right. It's a good point, Melody.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. And I think we have
Harold back.
Harold from Texas, I think we lost you a while ago. And you were
maybe. Are you going to cut me off again or what?
No, we want to hear you.
Okay. I might admit that you guys or somebody proved my point. They don't want to hear about accountability earlier. But anyway, I would like to – I still don't understand why nobody's addressing the issue or the word or the accountability issue, because no matter what you do, no matter how much you litigate, no matter how right you are and what laws you follow, when you go to court, if you guys have been to court at all, you have to know it doesn't matter. The judge doesn't always follow the law itself. He's manipulated himself, just like prosecuting attorneys and everybody else.
Absolutely.
So without accountability, peeing in the wind, yes or no?
That's exactly right. So how do we hold them accountable? That's the key.
Well, that's my point. Everybody gets on the radio and has a solution and that solution, and that's our base.
One solution for that issue, when you talk about as far as the legal end of our government, is to get off code law and go back to common law. The number one reason why we're in a situation of litigation is because we went on to a system called code law. The federal government has tried to go in and eliminate in every state common law.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Louise.
Louise. You're saying the same thing everybody says. Well, we need to do this. The gentleman said, what is the solution? Okay, go ahead.
The solution is
know what the problem is. How do we make them accountable?
That's the point. The solution is, first, as far as we keep talking about a state bank, to free up our money to stop it being in the hands of the legislature. The legislature is our problem. In the legislature, if we do not have people who can make the changes possible, then we're in a pickle unless the state bank is the one that protects our money. Once our money is protected, then we can then go back into the legislature where there's not a lobby organization paying legislators an enormous amount of money in the state.
Where is that happening at? Where is there not a lobby paying the legislatures?
Okay, North Dakota has the less of anyone. That's why they've been able to accomplish.
Let's all move to North Dakota.
And I think we should all make all states the same basic.
How do we do that? Great, okay, wonderful. How do we do that?
Is one. The next is I actually have legislation that is currently in every state, which has to do with making sure that we are on common law. The common law returns to the states.
They don't care about common law.
I know they don't, but we do. Okay, and the point is that to make sure that we get into the legislature's common law.
How do you make sure?
Say again?
How do you make sure?
Well, that's what I've been doing for some time, sending it to states. Some states have passed it one house and not the others, and we're still pushing that. Then the people need to get behind it and start yelling to the legislatures that we want common law. By the way, they're doing it in some way. Okay.
How do you inform the people?
The census proved that less people are becoming married and they're living together rather than getting a license from the federal government. One thing to return is to common law is the federal government has no right to decide who and when gets married, because I'll tell you right now, I'm not a dog and I don't have fleas, so I don't have to have a license to get married. Unfortunately, currently you do in order for to get whether it's
okay. Now we're going down a side road. I hate to say this, but we're going down a side road. Okay,
I don't think it's a side road to be able to be free to choose.
No, ma'am, you're deflecting. You're being deflected here about our point of accountability. What happens to everybody.
One of your questions, Harold.
Everything.
How do we inform the public? Well, one of the best ways that I see is letters to the editors. In the rural newspapers, they will submit your letters. In the big metropolitan areas, you will never get your letter to the editor in their newspaper, and nobody reads it anyway. But in the rural areas where we need to inform people that have common sense, we need to be writing letters to the editors and submitting to newspapers throughout the country. And that's one of the most effective ways to not preach to the choir. People are hungry for the truth. Everybody I run into, they want to make a difference. They want to make changes. But they're clueless, Harold. You know, they just don't understand it.
Great. I got the idea. So what kind of wording would be put in this letter and how, you know, as far as not only helping everybody else understand, but we need somebody that's really, really good at writing these things.
That's why we need good people like yourself writing letters. I put this out on air several times. I'd head up the effort is start to organize a website. I just need help from listeners and everybody to submit letters that we could all use. That's the whole idea. Is like if we had 20, 30 people writing letters, we could all use them in our own communities. Let's start working. Have a plan and start working the plan. We're so scattered, nobody's doing anything because we're all just sitting around talking about the problems, and that's not getting us anywhere.
And that's exactly right, and that's why I submit that our base is accountability, because no matter what we do, say, or how, or where, or when, if we don't have accountability with our so-called representatives.
Well, I would take it another step further. I would say, look in the mirror. We need to have ourselves accountable. If we're not taking action on a daily basis to make a difference, then let's not point fingers at the legislators or anybody else. But we need to, each listener needs to stand up and do what they can to make a difference.
Well, and that's the problem with limited listeners, I imagine. To me, one point would be, if I may, is for more people to start talking about accountability. And how many times have you heard it anywhere, anytime? Y'all have a good day.
You're exactly right, Harold. I'm totally on the same page as you are. We need to start having a plan and start holding ourselves and our elected servants accountable. We need to start doing something instead of sitting around talking about these problems. Let's see, who do we have on tonight? We have Lou in Illinois, and we have Larry in Florida, and we'll get to you after the break. We got a 3-minute break. Call in number 800-313-9443.
Talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
concerned? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
I'll be the moon when the sun goes down, just to let you know that I'm still around. That's how strong
Matt.
I love you. Whoa.
We know Matt's here because there's some good music.
He always mixes it up for us, doesn't he?
He does, doesn't it?
Music Matt.
Okay. Now, is Lou on still?
I think we have Lou in Illinois. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Lou.
Okay, but hold on. This is go ahead. Ahead of time.
Hold on, go ahead.
Is this Lou? I have to make sure.
Yeah, this is Lou Cassidy from Illinois. He's one of our communication experts.
There you go. Now, I wonder why he's still there. Let's go ahead and take, while Lou's on, can we take Larry from Florida?
All right.
Because he's actually asking questions.
We may not be able to fit everybody on the phone.
Okay, Larry, go for it.
Okay. I jumped in on the show late, so I guess this is just a free-for-all on better government.
Yeah, first hour we had a gentleman on, Donnie Kennedy. He's written many books about the Civil War, but the War of Northern Aggression. And then we're just kind of following up with Type Solutions, so it's kind of a wide-open format right now.
I thought it was the War of Federal Aggression.
What did I say? Northern aggression? That's what I said, wasn't it?
It could be
same
anything.
Same difference.
Yes. Yeah, well, obviously that was the genesis of a lot of our problems after this really, I guess it would be called a banker's war. But I think the most critical area that most people, they can do something individually is to understand the fourth branch of government. And the fourth branch of government is the administrative state. And here I'm in Florida, and we have 65 administrative agencies that were not created by the will of the people through their constitutions. They were created by the legislature. Mm-hmm. There was only a couple that were created by the people through their constitution. One was the Florida Wildlife and Game Commission, and it enumerated the powers of that particular agency in the constitution. All these other agencies are constitutional nullities. And if people would understand, we have a three-branch governmental system, but the politicians have used the administrative state to do the end around the Constitution. That's why the federal government gets away with what they do, including the state governments. And so, I mean, if you could successfully defend yourself against, say, the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, which is in Florida, which is an agency which was not created by the people, then you could pretty much defeat any agency. Just the fact that the agency is not a constitutional office, you can defeat it from that standpoint. But everything is run by agencies. People's lives are regulated by agencies, every facet of their lives. It's not regulated by Congress. It's not regulated by the judicial branch, nor the executive branch. It's regulated by agencies. Once an agency is created, they're on their own. It's a fact. In fact, in the congressional records back in the 40s, one of the congressmen termed these as independent governments. And a case in point would be the EPA. The EPA challenged Congress, or there was a congressman that challenged the EPA who was going to move forward on the carbon tax issue. And unless Congress all gets together and unify and go again and rules against the EPA, the EPA rules. And, Congress is not going to be that unified. They're not going to unify to the point where they're going to rule against an agency, and if they can't do that, then the EPA can go out and do whatever they want.
You know what? I beat the EPA.
Supposedly.
I beat the EPA, by the way. We had a situation where farmers are burning farmwood, barnwood, and they went around checking for old paint. After one guy had a smoke, this guy ran over there, and he was aggressively coming out this. It was a $5,000 fine for a little speck of something, and that could possibly, not is, could possibly have been lead paint. And they were going after him like crazy. Now, he called the legislature, of course. My boss and many other bosses said, you can't go against the EPA and conservation and this one and that. Certain people you just can't go against. I did. It took me about 3 days, and I got an apology. They left the farmer alone from then.
And I think that on a wider spread fight back on these agencies is an example is the Paragon Group. They used to be regulars on the Derry Brownfield show, and I think they've had pretty good success on pushing back on the USDA and other organizations because they show that they don't have any jurisdiction over the people. And like you said, that fourth arm is just a bunch of bureaucrats that have no constitutional authority.
Well, they do have a requirement. Agencies, all agencies, at least federal. Now, state's different, but the federal agencies all have a requirement.
I'm on the phone.
They must give notice and comment to the period under what they call the APA Section 553. They must do that in the Federal Register. That's where all the action takes place.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, and we see George in Texas is on the line and Richard in Virginia, and we still have Lou. He wants to talk about the upcoming expo, so we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
Come on, guys.
Come on. Stand by me.
That's a good song.
And that's a good movie, too. That's a neat movie.
You know
movie.
What? It's a really good thing. If we all stand together, we could win it. I know we can. Lou, you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Lou,
now,
look at you.
Here's the guy who's going to tell us how to find a good way to communicate when everything else goes kaboom.
It sounds like he's communicating with dogs this morning.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Dino to go outside. Come on, baby.
You have a dinosaur?
So Lou's going,
no, it's Fred Flintstone's dog.
Lou had a great suggestion on our show about a month ago, and he wants to elaborate on that again and get in some more communication information.
Right. At the expo, I want all the ham radio operators to bring handy talkie, an HT, and get together on 2-meter frequency, 146.450 simplex frequency. And what we could do is ping the frequency on the top of the hour. And when anybody shows up, just throw out your call sign, and we'll all get together and try to have some meetups with the hams and meet new folks.
Now, are you going to be there Friday and Saturday, Lou?
I will be there Friday and Saturday. How about you guys?
I'm going to try to make it. I'm not 100%, but I'm like 75%. So how about you, Louise?
Well, I should be there for RBN for Capital Forum.
And Sergey, he promotes
it. Yeah,
I'll
be there next Friday and Saturday. By the way, the listeners, if you're interested to go there, it really will be an interesting event. To get more information, you can go to www.getpreparedexpo.com.
Getpreparedexpo.com. And
yes,
you're not.
Getprepareddexpo.com.
You promote it pretty heavily, Sergey, but you're not anyway financially affiliated. You're just an attendee. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm an attendee. Yeah. So
he's just obsessive.
Yes, I was there in May, first time. I had a really good impression, so I want to go again.
Now, Sergey,
to do more exploration. You know?
you learned a lot and you saw a lot. How much of that you actually learned and took advantage of? How much of that have been incorporated in your life since then?
Well, I have done some of it already. But you know, not all of what I see, what I saw over there, and kind of learned, really applicable in my case, because the preparedness, just it's a general direction. They have many different directions within that preparedness direction, so it's varies from individual to individual. So whatever is applied to you doesn't necessarily apply to me.
Well, I think all of us need to have certain things, and so, I think those certain things are food production. You know, I have a way to grow a garden, sustain yourself, and obviously have stored food.
And, hey, I have a recommendation on that.
Go ahead.
I don't know about most people in our areas over here. They're vegetables fried, literally fried on the line. Okay?
Mine did.
It's been a tough year for gardening, hasn't it, Louise?
Yes.
It is very tough for gardening. I recommend people start looking into either canopying, you know, where you put a garden out, but you put a canopy, like they do tobacco.
Shade cloth.
To keep them, yeah.
Yep.
Or if you can't do that, greenhousing. And now someone said, well, a greenhouse, you can leave doors open, but what you can do is have a vent or a ventilation system that draws air through, keeping it from burning. We're going to be at that situation. I know how nobody likes to talk about what's happening in our weather, but we truly have a problem with our climate. And what it is doing is it's changing and altering what's happening at a given moment. The problem with El Niño La Niña is it switches now yearly from aggressively one way to the other.
Louise?
And that's, yeah.
You need to, have you seen John Moore's video on what the government isn't telling you about the global climate change?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you need to see that. That pretty much explains what's going on.
Well, yeah, but most of the Patriot Network will not agree with you there. They say nothing's happening. Okay? The biggest thing has our HAARP system, Alaska, is one of the biggest offenses to what's happening in the global melting of our climate. Oh, by the way, Tom, did you know that the earthquake that hit Japan this last time, that big one, did you know it actually altered our spin in the actually in space by our time by one second?
I heard that. Yeah, that's correct. And it actually shifted the whole continent, not the continent, the country of Japan, I think, actually moved it, didn't it?
Yes.
It was a big deal. There's no doubt about it.
But we have more that's going to happen. And as each one happens, it's going to pull us further and further down that track, okay? When everybody says, no, it's not, you know, I always hear this SUV thing, whether it's hot or cold, I love when it's freezing out and some idiot says, oh, there's global warming. Okay. The problem with that is that we're looking at global climate change. Cold gets colder, hot gets hotter, tornadoes get worse, earthquakes get worse. They don't get more of them. They get more severe.
And one thing that's going to happen is the food belt where people actually raise crops will actually shift, whether it's climate goes cooler or warmer. The actual growing belt will move up or down.
Correct.
And Lou, over to you. What have you learned at the first expo that you're incorporating, or what do you, are you anticipating doing down at the expo that you didn't do last time?
Well, last time I made a bunch of connections, met up with a whole ton of good people and talked to them, and that Mike, that rides on the motorcycle with the dog. I want to talk to him again. He had some very interesting.
He's good.
Did you see him, Sergey?
Yes, I met him. He's really good. By the way, he has a really good website. I believe it's MikeNoStress.com.
He's a character, isn't he? Is he going to be at this particular expo?
Yeah, I talked to Vince the other day.
He will be.
Yes.
I'm planning to meet him again and talk about some you know ideas.
I want to meet you, sir, Sergey and Louise. I want to. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I need to find you guys there.
Well,
somehow.
Well, will you have a table booth over there?
No.
No,
well, not, and as far as I know, Rodney's not going to be there, so we can't meet at his booth.
By the way, you bring up an interesting subject. Let me put this out there, Sergey, real quick. Rodney, FMMicrocaster.com, or let's see, I think that's the website.
Castle Systems.
Okay, Castle Systems is the preferred website. He will I don't know if he will be there, but I think either Lou or I could probably bring radio systems down with us if we come. You're 100% sure you're going, and I'm pretty sure I'm going. So if anybody wants to purchase a radio system from Rodney, please get in touch with him, and we can bring those down there and save some shipping and show you how to set these little boys up because they're real convenient to get the word out. You know, we try to talk on solutions, and FM microcasting is a big part of the solution.
Now, where can we pick those up?
Bring them down. Right there at the expo. We'll just bring them, and we'll just that is sale on shipping and
I have an idea. Let's talk to the RBN will be there, I think. So and more likely Sandra will be there.
Yeah, John and Sandra.
John Stadmiller, the owner of RBN. So how about if you leave a short note, you know, that you are there, you will be at a certain time there, so that we could meet there.
But once again, if you bring your radio and you can ping Lou, then we can get everything figured out. That's the whole idea.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're going to bring your radio, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll catch you on the air.
Yep.
Sergey, are you a ham radio operator?
No.
We got to get you signed up.
Yep, that's one of the things we all should be doing. We should.
You
all
and Louise, yep.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you guys down at the expo.
Yeah, Ken's got to get signed up.
Do you know if the ARRL or whatever it is, are they going to be there by chance?
Not that I know of. I don't think they will, but there is a seminar there on ham radio. If we don't meet anywhere else, let's meet at the ham radio seminar.
Okay. Is that Saturday or Friday?
You know what? The schedule is not defined yet, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's a good idea.
And Rodney is CastleBroadcastingSystems.com. All one word.
CastleBroadcastingSystems.com. And, our good friend Rodney over in Illinois is helping to spread the message through the FM microcasting stations that you can set up and broadcast RBN or whatever your favorite truth information, whether it be the Bible or RBN or whatever. Or you can broadcast
your own
message.
We have a few people. I think we should take a couple callers, don't you?
Okay.
George in Texas, I think you're there. Or am I the wrong ones?
Yep,
I am, Louise.
Okay. Hi, George. Go ahead.
You know, the thing is, you're talking about State Bank. Would a State Bank eliminate the cities and counties incorporating? Because I think one of the biggest problems we have is with these cities and counties that they have incorporated instead of being unincorporated.
Well, if they're incorporated, it's not going to stop them. It will, however, they're not going to be able to stop the money system for the state. So many of them will probably opt to get unincorporated.
Yeah, I mean, because you know the thing is, when I lived in Florida, is that guy from Florida still there? Because when I found out my speeding tickets and stuff, even the Department of Children and Families, if you don't go, the only one of the ways you can tackle them is by the, using corporate law because. Corporations can't go after an individual. That is one of the biggest deceptions they use.
That is interesting.
No, he's right. It's corporate law.
Yep.
Since everybody else, all our states went to be corporations, which put them on the code law. Code law is a law deemed for corporation. And that's the reason why we no longer have the common law. Well,
yeah, you're referring to UCC, Universal Commercial Code?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, But I'm just saying, you know, it's just the people that should use the corporate law instead of trying to use constitutional law. I mean, yeah, constitutional law, but like these agencies, like federal agencies, they're all registered in the Caribbean, and they all operate under a letter of mark.
That's right.
And then people don't realize that. And it's just like when the city of Austin, the police, like I say, those blood draws, I know a lot of people that beat it in court because they proved in court that this was all done, like the city of Austin police were under a letter of mark. That's all it is.
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. You're right. Absolutely.
And that's
why we have to get into the common law.
Very good point, George. Anything else?
It's just,
When everything else happens, we need a bug out strategy.
Yeah. But, also, too, it's more like, honestly, right now in Texas, I wish we had that rain that Louisiana don't need. I wish it was over here. But, you know, it's just, right now, it's like right now, I'm in the rebuking stage. I'm not going rebuking, the other side, because they're going to do what they're going to do. And I'm starting to rebuke our side because we got a lot of people that just sit there.
Yep.
They use this movement for their own personal gain. They sit and whine about the New World Order on a bar stool hoping somebody will buy them a beer. And I'm sorry, others, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. If you're going to bring the problem, you better have a solution, too.
We got a bunch of whiners and complainers and problem people, and then people making profits from the Patriot movement, and we don't have people that are actually providing solutions and plans and working the plans. And I don't know.
Speak for yourself.
Well, that's a big part of the problem, Louise, is we're not holding ourselves accountable, as the caller said.
I know.
Like one small victory in our county, it's more like our sheriff sent a letter to the federal government telling them, if you want to come in this county, you have to check in with the county sheriff. With that reporting of two guns. The sheriff has been blocking the FBI and the ATF going knocking on people's doors.
Excellent.
They have to come in. They have to come as the sheriff if they have no cause. Because buying two rifles is not just cause.
That's crazy.
And you know, and he just and the people sat there and told him. I said, we want to be left alone. And you know, they have to go ask him permission. And that's one of the little small victories we don't see. You know. We're getting a lot of victories, but all we hear is about what the other side's doing. And the thing is, you hear about the Chinese, they're going buying up. Actually, in reality, China's not really doing that well. You're getting riots in the cities daily, and you're getting people taking over the countryside with pitchforks. China is not really the formidable force it portrays itself to be. And, you know, I have a feeling communist China will destroy itself trying to destroy us.
Do you know why that is? I actually talked to a gentleman who does economics and he worked in China for some years. One of the things they said is their government started trying to model themselves after us, and they went out trying to manipulate all their counties, cities, this and that, and areas. What ended up doing is it ended up basically doing the same thing as do it over here.
Yep. Well, they're kind of merging the two systems, bridging the gap. Okay. Uh-huh. Georgia, if we have several other callers online, you have anything else?
No, that's it. I'll bring the other callers up. Thank you.
Thank you very much, George. Thanks for your
input.
We have Richard in Virginia. What do you have for us this morning, Richard?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you can. Very well. Thank you.
Tom, I just wanted to get back to that affordability that gentleman was talking about or that you were talking about.
Okay, accountability.
You sat right there and offered him a solution, and that was to set up a website and to write the letters so that us out here that can't write the letters, that don't write well, could follow up and do that. So let's do that. What would it take?
It takes somebody
that's already in the works.
So what are you saying, Louise? You got a webmaster that's actually working on the website?
That's right, currently.
So now it's up to us, all the listeners, not just me, not just Louise.
It's going to be Capital Forum. And there'll be one spot there that it says, this is your basically for your newspapers, radio.
And we could list all the newspapers. We could have a database of all the newspapers. And we can each individual pick out, like, we could have people that actually have a region, and they submit letters to the region. This isn't that tough.
It gives your addresses. It gets your emails list. and all those things. It's been in the works now for about, I got six, about 5 months.
Now, the key is going to be each of the newspapers will have different word limits. So we're going to have very concise, very to-the-point messages, like 100 words or less, or some cases 400 words or less.
Ironically, it's out there. We've already got it in the system. There's actually all those places, they're separate, but you can get all that information online. We're just putting it all in one spot. But yeah.
Go ahead, Richard.
That's one thing that we're and it's going to be a sharing block, so somebody can write a letter.
Right.
And other people can then use it and copy it.
That's the whole idea, is not reinvent the wheel and have some good letters out there, and we can pick and choose and either publish them as written or edit them for our situation. And we have a 3-minute break. Hang in there, Richard. Hang in there, Joe. And hang in there, Luke. We'll be back in 3.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. Get prepared.
I said, what would you say?
My 2 cents worth in there.
Well, you're
well,
going
on,
back on the air if you want to stay on there.
I'm right back on the air. We're back on. And one of the things that we're talking about is, like you were talking about, putting up websites and whatever. When you talk to your legislators, when you send something to your legislators, a lot of their site says, contact me, put your name and information here, and then send it, and it'll go to your legislators. The problem is those CART letters or whatever else, they don't even look at. I will guarantee it. Anyone who want to call Jim Guest at 660-483-0900, they'll get the same answer. He would never even look at it. None of them would. Because if it came in, and then they these faxes where the same thing, letter faxed over and over and over again.
So if you send a letter, you've got to customize it. You've got to make it fit. You know, you don't just send the same thing over because the duplicates don't do much good. So.
And here's the good thing about putting this up on the site. Having different letters where you yourself download them into your email, not where you do it off a website. You download it into your email, and there's different versions of it.
And once again,
so you don't have to stick with one.
We're not necessarily just talking about legislators. The topic was letters to the editors and newspapers to educate the public to start putting heat on these criminals and start waking people up to the reality, not
so Richard,
the controlled reality.
You're dead on.
So we need to be our own media, and we can do that if we have this website where we can share letters and we can have bumper stickers. We can have T-shirts where people can download them and have local shops print stuff out. Once again, do business locally. Print it out yourself or take it to a local shop and have T-shirts, bumper stickers, rubber stamps. You can get rubber stamps made
make
like
sure
I have in the
past. Make sure you're getting somebody who's not in China.
You can stamp your Federal Reserve notes with your favorite website. Put Republic Broadcasting on your Federal Reserve notes that you pass out. You know, everything.
That's right.
Everything adds up. You know, and we need to be doing this, and that's part of what's going to be on this website. So, Richard, thanks for reminding us about that.
Yeah.
Well, I would, if you have time, I would take a few minutes and tell the people what you told me off the air. And again, I think that for you all doing this, that we should support you, you know, by throwing a few dollars in the mail to you.
And I think the main thing is to support us by helping to write and publish the letters. You know, we need to all be helping each other. You know what I mean? Let's stand together.
Yeah.
That's right, because
you don't really push asking for money. You've never been very good at that, Capital Forum.
No, I did it for you. Everybody chip in and help them with this because they're doing a lot that we don't know about. And I need to go to your website now.
Yep.
And
right now it'll be part of GillespieMediaGroup.com, and it'll be on Capital Forum. There'll be a link on it. It takes you to it from Capital Forum. It's not up there yet, but it will be soon. They've been trying to hardwire in all the, like we're talking about.
So it's in works, the bottom line on that.
Yeah, Avery Products.
We're about ready to run out of time.
One
of the things we were thinking is maybe we could get some RBN T-shirts and we can wear it at the Preparedness Expo. So hopefully we can take care
of that one real quick.
We need to wear them everywhere.
Yep, well, you're right. I do. So it's not a matter of.
We need to ask John to bring some down there so we can buy them and wear them.
Yep, that's exactly right.
I got another suggestion, too, real quick here.
Go ahead, Lou.
Everyone who goes to the expo as an RBN listener, John and Sandra will be all over the place there. You'll see them everywhere. Dig in your wallet and pull out 10, 20 bucks or whatever you can afford and hand to them to support the network.
Very good. And maybe give them an extra $20 for a T-shirt. So that's a great idea. Bumper stickers. So, Louise, last comment?
Hey, guys, get out there and help.
Yeah, get involved, everybody. Take action.
The same one, Gillespie Media Group at hotmail.com.
And all this information is going to be in the show description.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.